Canawem Update News. I'm Lorelai Kinnean, and it's 9:02. 24-year-old Edward Moses of Tununuk is being held in Bethel on $500,000 bail after being arrested in connection with the murder of his 2-year-old son. Alaska State Troopers arrived in Tununuk early Friday morning following a report over the death of the child late Thursday night. According to an affidavit filed in court documents by Sergeant Greg Lavin of the Alaska State Troopers, Moses had barricaded himself inside his father's home by the time troopers arrived. After several hours of negotiations, Moses exited the house without further incident and was detained. Moses is being charged with one count of murder in the first degree and one count of armed robbery. The preliminary hearing for the case is scheduled for September 24th. The giant mining company, Anglo American, has pulled its support for the proposed Pebble Mine, but the other company in the partnership pledges to continue moving the project toward permitting and development. KDLG's Mike Mason reports Monday morning, Anglo American announced it would no longer be involved in the Pebble Mine project and would take a loss of $300 million. That means that Northern Dynasty Minerals takes over sole ownership of the Pebble Limited Partnership and the state mining claims that make up the Pebble deposit. Earlier this year, the partnership announced they hope to release the mine plan later this year with the goal of entering into permitting late this year or early next year. Sean McGee is Vice President of Public Affairs for Northern Dynasty Minerals.
At this point, we're not announcing any changes to our plans, but certainly there will be a review and analysis before we announce exactly how the project will move forward and on what timeline.
Back in 2007, Anglo American and Northern Dynasty Minerals created the Pebble Limited Partnership. As part of the deal, Anglo American agreed to a staged investment of about $1.4 billion. Yesterday's statement from Anglo American noted that the details of the withdrawal from the partnership are being developed and implemented. However, Anglo American expects to record a charge of $300 million at the end of the year. That's an important fact, according to Joel Reynolds. He's a senior attorney with the Natural Resources Defense Council, which is an environmental organization that's part of the large coalition of entities opposed to development of the Pebble Mine.
It wasn't just that Anglo American withdrew from the project today. It was that they decided to write down their investment. What that means to me is that they didn't have a buyer, and that the fundamental problem now for this project is there is no major player to provide the funding, very significant funding, that would be essential if this project were to move forward. That, I think, is a really important aspect of what Anglo American did today.
Anglo American's decision to withdraw from the Pebble Mine project is drawing praise from many stakeholders in the Bristol Bay region, including some of the company's most vocal critics. Robin Samuelson sits on the board of directors for the Bristol Bay Native Corporation and the Bristol Bay Economic Development Corporation. He also sits on the tribal council based in Dillingham. Samuelson believes Monday's decision was based on the pledge made several years ago by the Anglo American CEO that they would not move forward in developing the Pebble Mine if it was opposed by the residents in the Bristol Bay region. Samuelson stressed that the campaign will continue to get permanent protections implemented against large-scale mining in the Bristol Bay region.
We will keep our pressure on until the day we get it.
The Pebble deposit sits on state-owned land, and the deposit is thought to be one of the largest known copper and gold deposits on Earth. However, the deposit sits in the headwaters of the Nooshigak and Kwajalleq River watersheds. Those watersheds are considered vital salmon habitat that support Bristol Bay's one-of-a-kind sockeye salmon resources. And during his visit to Nome this weekend, Senator Mark Begich held a listening session regarding the Magnuson-Stevens Act. The MSA comes up for reauthorization at the end of the year. Begich said the deadline will most likely be extended and resolved after the first or second quarter. The Magnuson-Stevens Act is the law that governs commercial fishing in federal waters, including the pollock fishery in the Bering Sea. Kuwerik President Melanie Banky addressed issues with management of fisheries in Alaska. She says Alaska natives in the area were the first users of salmon and marine resources. She addressed concerns from tribes in the region regarding their voice at the North Pacific Fishery Management Council meetings, saying when it comes to a voice in managing fisheries, tribes are limited to 3 minutes of public comment. And when it comes to tribes and the tribes' need to protect subsistence resources, Banky was critical of the state of Alaska and the mechanism that takes place for those appointed to the North Pacific Fishery Management Council, the governing body of federal fisheries in the U.S.
The governor is able to recommend who gets to sit on some of those seats. Even this year, when there was a public seat that was vacated, the names that he recommended were members of his cabinet.
Right.
So that, to us, is not a public seat when it is being filled by a member of the governor's cabinet.
Senator Begich says he sees a role with the issues Banky brought up this past Saturday. Begich also said funding for research and solutions need to be long-term. Many times in government, the cycles are short because of elections and budgets that go year to year. Begich says he does not expect a wholesale rewrite of the Magnuson-Stevens Act, but he does expect tweaks to the paper that governs federal commercial fisheries, which tribes have long argued have direct effects on subsistence fisheries and resources. The North Pacific Fishery Management Council will be back in Nome for one of their council meetings next June. Department of Public Safety Commissioner Joe Masters has submitted a letter of resignation, which Governor Parnell accepted yesterday. Masters began working in law enforcement in Unalakleet as a public safety officer in 1982. Upon retiring in 2005, he was serving as the deputy director for the Alaska State Troopers. He began working as the Department of Public Safety Commissioner in 2008. In his letter of resignation, Masters said his goals for the department at the start of his tenure were to stabilize DPS and better serve the needs of Alaskans, both of which he believes have been accomplished. Masters will leave his position on October 15th and plans on returning to a career in the private sector. The price of gold in New York is down $3.90 an ounce to $1,311. And an ounce of silver down 4 cents to $21.88. It's unofficially 35 degrees at the KNOM studios, 9 and a half minutes after 9 o'clock.